There's a mystery swirling around Lansing City Hall. On March 4th, Janine McIntyre, then Lansing City Attorney, resigned. But the Lansing State Journal reports McIntyre was still paid $160,000 in salary and accrued benefits. Those are taxpayer dollars. McIntyre and Lansing Mayor Virge Bonero have repeatedly declined to discuss details about why she left and why she was given such a substantial payment by the city. Last week, Mayor Bonero told the Lansing State Journal that his refusal to offer details may be, in his words, poor politics, but good business. Our next guest says the actual payment amount from the city to McIntyre might be closer to $200,000. And the city's also paid close to $10,000 in legal fees to negotiate this settlement. Judy Brown Clark is the president of the Lansing City Council, and she thinks it might be time to get the Michigan Attorney General's office involved. Judy, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you, Cindy.
So far, what information or explanation has Mayor Bonero offered about all of this?
None. Which has been the most frustrating thing, because we've had to really look at it and kind of unpack it on our own, because information really isn't coming forthwith. Some things we have, and we may have pieces of it, and other pieces we're just trying to put it together and find out the who, what, where, and why, if somebody resigns, would you pay more than the balance of their contract for the end of the calendar year? And things just don't add up.
Now, what about Ms. McIntyre? Any information, any explanation?
No. When Ms. McIntyre left City Hall on her last day, she had her check in hand. There really isn't any incentive for her to answer any of our questions, nor do we even have the opportunity to be in contact with her.
Now, you're saying the total amount of the payment to Ms. McIntyre is like $200,000, which is a lot of taxpayer dollars. Where'd you get that figure?
The severance pay was $127,000. They calculated somehow all of her time, which would be her vacation time, personal time, sick time, and they calculated an amount of $33,000. There also is a commitment to continue paying her benefits, so paying all her health care and so on to the end of the calendar year. And if you look at her salary, it comes out to over $200,000.
Now, you're saying there's no signed contract that anyone can find for 2015 for Ms. McIntyre. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. So the way our structure is, with our department heads, they sign an initial contract. And then every year they do a contract extension. So every year they have to sign a contract extension sometime late December, beginning of January for that next calendar year. Well, all of her 2013, 14, those are all in place. And 2015, there's no sign of her contract. And then lo and behold, 2016, we see her contract extension, which is what they based her severance on. So what we're asking is, okay, first and foremost, our charter says that that contract should be housed and stored in the city clerk's office, which it is not. It's also not in the city attorney's office. It's not in our human resources office, not in the mayor's office. And Ms. McIntyre, through her attorney, stated she does not deny or affirm that she signed a contract. And we've been asking for probably a rounding on 2 months now. So it is my opinion it does not exist.
What has Mayor Bonero said about where it is and why it's not there?
That it can't be located. All our assigned contracts, you know, are stored with the city clerk so that, you know, if you were to want to see it, that's where you would go. So that's the protocol. And the protocol was followed, you know, 13, 14, 16, but not 15, interestingly.
And do you feel the rule is being flouted?
I can't imagine how you'd be diligent but 1 year, and it's the year in question, because whatever was in that contract for 2015 drives what this separation agreement was based on. There's so many things that don't necessarily make sense as it relates to her times. You know, how did you calculate her outstanding vacation, leave, and sick time for the $33,000 payout? We have an executive management plan which states that any executive that would separate from the city, the most they could get is 120 days worth of salary, yet she's getting, you know, at that point it would be close to, you know, 9 or 10 months. Doesn't even reconcile with what we have as far as what our executive management could be paid. So what is in that language that shows there's an exception? Conveniently, it's not available. And so then where I am now is, if it's nowhere within the city and she can't affirm or deny, because she could obviously show us her copy, then it doesn't exist. So if it doesn't exist, then what did you separate from, because you were not a formal city employee, so you can't have a separation agreement and you can't have a negotiated settlement or severance because you were not a formal City of Lansing employee.
This kind of feels like a dog chasing its tail trying to catch up and piece this together, doesn't it?
And I can see the tail, but I can't grab it. So, exactly, and it's extremely frustrating. And my question is, number one, why did you need a separation agreement? If the person left their job amicably and decided to resign, there's no scenario that shows you would pay the balance of the year and then pay the balance of the year of health care. That doesn't even reconcile in rational thinking. So something happened, and what we want to know is, what's the rationale? What happened that caused us to need a separation agreement? And secondarily, did she have a legitimate contract with the city on the 15th? If not, that money needs to come back.
Let's add one more twist. There's also this matter of nearly $10,000 in legal fees that Lansing taxpayers have been paying. And there seems to be some disagreement over whether the outside attorney was retained to represent the city of Lansing or Mayor Bernero personally. What's your sense of that, Judy?
I call the law firm basically asking the question, who is your client? Because if your client is the city of Lansing, then that's Lansing City Council. If we're the client, I'd like to see our file. So I called the law firm asking the attorney that had been identified as handling the case. I left a message, you know, stating that I'm trying to get clarification on who is your client, and if it is the city of Lansing, that I'd like to make an appointment to see my file. If not, then why did you bill the city of Lansing? You should have billed the individual. I received a voicemail back from the attorney stating that it was his impression that he was very careful in his words, but he said, it is my impression that I was representing the mayor in this transaction or in, you know, within this legal case.
Yes.
Okay, then if you were representing the mayor, you billed the wrong person. So, number one, give us that money back. And then number two, you need to bill Mr. Bernero, not the city of Lansing.
Mayor Bernero has been quoted in the Lansing State Journal as saying, your accusations have no basis. In fact, he's accusing you of deliberately lying. We did reach out to the mayor, but his office didn't respond to our request to join us. What's your response? I mean, what are you accusing him of, Judy?
A couple things that I'm bringing out. Number one, as it relates to the billing, he's saying there's no basis for it. I have the voicemail. I've played the voicemail. And actually, Lansing State Journal, there's an article that lays it out, and they followed up with him, and he gave a statement that he did say that, and he was reframing it, let's put it that way. And so,
mean changing what he said?
Reframing it, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, clarifying. But clearly, I have on my voicemail what he said. So I played it. So it's like, I don't want anybody to think that I'm paraphrasing. Mm. Here's exactly what was said. So that totally shoots the I have no basis and I'm using, you know, some kind of strategy to deter whatever. And it's like, well, no, actually, I believe that you're revealing what you're doing. And then secondarily, my thing is like, you know, why would we pay around $200,000 for someone that resigned? That makes absolutely no sense.
What is really going on here in your view? Why are you really pressing this and what most concerns you about this?
I'm pressing it because I'm chair of Ways and Means. I'm president of the city council. I've been charged when I was put into office to be fiscally responsible for the taxpayers' money and also good government. I'm held accountable for what I do. You know, if I'm going to take a leadership position, then I have to take a leadership position. And so if things are not being done in a fiscally responsible way or they're not being done in transparent and, you know, with open communication, that's not a high-performing model. When Mr. Bernero said that it was poor politics but good business, he's exactly right. But unfortunately, we're in politics and not business. Therefore, if you flip that around, that is what's driving me to get to the bottom of this, because $200,000, we could have done, we can do, you know, we're a city that has a $650 million long-term liability. We're still recovering. We're at the point now that we're actually functioning in the black and we have balanced budgets. But, you know, we have fragile economies. $200,000 can go a really long way. It could do a lot of programming and a lot of good. And so I think our tax dollars should go to things that are moving our city forward, not necessarily reconciling poor decision-making.
What's your next move, Judy?
One of the things that's really pushing us to move in the direction that I'm about to state is when Mayor Virg Bernero was sitting in front of Lansing State Journal's editorial board, they asked him a question, and he stated it to them. I don't know why you're focusing on this particular issue. This has happened many, many times for even greater sums. I don't know why you're focusing on this particular one. Maybe you don't know about the others. So hearing that and this situation, it's beyond what we as City Council can address. And so therefore, we need some outside assistance from outside council, not having the votes to invest more taxpayers' money. I feel that we're forced to contact Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette's office to help with this investigation because it's certainly larger and we need more resources and sophistication than we're able to give to it right now.
Judy Brown Clark is the president of the Lansing City Council. We should note that Stateside reached out to Janine McIntyre's attorney for comment, and we didn't receive an immediate response. Judy, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.